My friend, a doctor of mathematics, said to me, math is being abused and I don't like it. Specifically, we were talking about the latest virtue signaling fad of mask wearing and the people who go out of their way to tell you they're wearing the mask, not for themselves, but to protect you, often in a manner that seems to carry an expectation of one prostrating oneself before them with ululations of gratitude. My friend, himself a graduate of prestigious universities, had read the piece by Dr. John Lee, former professor of pathology at a medical school, in which he makes a solid case that wearing masks does little in the case of viruses but reassure their wearers, or as I put it, theater security like TSA. When a person is infectious with a virus, it's estimated they may shed 100 billion virus particles a day. That works out to 10 million per breath, Lee pointed out. Given that the most common cloth masks in use by people have thousands of pores, holes between the fabric threads, several times larger than the width of a human hair, and that a full 1,000 virus particles can fit through a space the size of a human hair side by side, even laboratory-controlled fit and use of a mask, conditions not present in actual life usage, does little to stop the spread of virus particles. If just a breath contains 10 million virus particles, the pressurized large release associated with the sneeze or cough is reasonably likely to be much greater and will put millions of virus particles straight through a mask and much more out the side perimeter of such. Virtue signal all you want with your face covering, but science isn't supportive. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.